Sue Wanzer is going to help us out, as she does every Thursday morning. Her and Keith both serve on the MCCSC school board, and Sue joins us every Thursday morning. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. And hello, Julie.
Hi, Sue. Nice talking with you this morning.
I know. I was telling Mike right before we went on the air that I meant to send him a note because I think you're such a great addition on Fridays.
Thank you.
What a nice way to change it up a bit.
Well, and now you guys can officially meet on the airwaves. You've each heard each other on the airwaves, and now you meet on the airwaves. Next thing we do, Sue, we'll send a telegram and organize a meeting.
Okay. Well, we've also emailed with each other.
That's right. We have. So, yeah, we're good.
Here in the communications world. And speaking of email, Sue, well, that's a nice little transition to get us kicked off here on a Thursday morning, as we always talk local education issues. And email has been going around with a survey for the MCCSE as we try to figure out the best way to use, I think that's the proper word, the snow days, how we're going to fit them into the schedule. Tell us about how that came about and what people will be seeing in their inbox.
Well, you know, when we created our calendar, we built in 4 extra days at the end of the school year, 4 days before commencement, that we could use if we had snow days. Well, we did have snow days this year. The other thing that we did when the calendar was created a couple of years ago was the calendar committee looked at data of school absences and realized that when school was closed on a Tuesday or a Thursday, but open on the Monday or Friday, people took that off anyway. They were taking long weekends. So Tuesday, May 5th, is an election day, so having that off, the calendar committee also decided to make Monday a day off, too. So we realized that that's an extra day that could be used to make up one of our snow days, if people would rather do that than have all 4 days at the end of the school year right before commencement. So the teachers were surveyed, and now the parents are being surveyed to ask them that one simple question. Would they rather go to school on May 4th, the Monday before Election Day, or have one extra day at the end of the school year? And we'll see what people say.
You know, Sue, I got that email because I have a kindergartner, so I'm new to all of this stuff. And I got the email.
And I'm learning from Julie.
Yeah, I know. I'm sharing all of my limited knowledge with Mike. And I picked the 4th because I kind of thought, well, I mean, it's a Monday, end of the year, whatever. But it really, I mean, it doesn't matter that much to me. But what happens if, I mean, I didn't know if that Monday was used for, like, teacher in-service stuff, or is it just basically it was a day off that you guys wrote into the schedule?
It was a day that we just built into the schedule, realizing that if we just had Tuesday off, a lot of people would take that Monday off. And to be really honest with you, Julie, a lot of times when we do that, we do have teacher in service. I'm not sure what the schedule is, but if that is the case, and people, though, think they would rather go to school on that Monday rather than the end of the year, then we can alter some of that stuff.
And when will they have the results of that survey? When do you let parents and teachers know?
I think the survey runs until March 16th, and then I imagine we're going to make a decision right after people come back from spring break.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time there
exactly.
Kind of jump around. Was there any thought given to changing the Wednesday schedule to start at a normal time where you'd pick up hours there instead of using full
days?
No,
that's going to be considered when the new calendar, we're going to have a new calendar committee, and they'll make a new 3-year calendar because our calendar now goes through next year. So that whole issue of Wednesdays and everything else will be taken up with that committee.
Who's on that committee? Who makes that up?
Right now, what happens and what happened the last time was principals are asked what parents in their schools would they suggest to be on the committee. So there's some parents, there's some teachers, and there's some administrators. And then that committee looked, at least last time, they met for a long time, many meetings, looking at a lot of different data about when people attend school, looking at bus routes, I mean, the whole thing of bus routes and how we do our buses with the start of school and the end of school. So it gets to be kind of complex information. But
there's a lot of moving parts there.
Yeah.
There is, but it was it's a nice representation of the community so that we're getting people who live in different areas, people representing different schools, and parents, teachers, administrators.
Our guest this morning is Sue Wanzer. She serves on the MCCSE school board and checks in every Thursday about local education issues. And, Julie, there was another story in the HT recently this week that caught our attention as well.
Yeah, about the school board's discussing a new learning management system. I think it's called Canvas. So,
yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, what is this? Tell us about it.
This is similar to anybody who for years and years and years has used Blackboard, and I know Ivy Tech has and other schools have used Blackboard. And some people call it a content management system or a learning management system. And it's just really a way of integrating a whole lot of different information on the interwebs, as Mike would say.
That's exactly right. Yes. That's a technical term, Sue. Good job.
Exactly. So that you can bring all of that together. And what it means, for especially for teachers, is they don't have to go from one website to another website to another website pulling in information. On Canvas, they can do everything right there. And the neat thing about it is teachers can use it to create a lot of different learning systems. Students can then use it to learn, and parents can also use it to see what's happening with their kids in schools. And one of the great things about this is we played with it a little bit, and we took a test, the school board did, when we were looking at it. And one thing that can happen is a teacher can give electronically on their devices, give a particular student more time on the test without letting everybody know that student is having more time, because maybe that student needs more time.
So it's a little bit more individualized?
It's very individualized. I think this is where we're going to, it's going to be, it integrates all of our information into one platform. And eventually this might be what we do to integrate all of our text, all of our learning.
Year-round school.
Lesson plans. Pardon?
Year-round school.
Year-round
school.
Yeah. Well,
you're just going to look down on your device in a couple years, and there's your homework assignment, whether it's July 20th or November 20th. You're just going to do it.
Well, and one of the things that we were looking at is how teachers have used this, like for a snow day. They can record a video real quickly and say, okay, here's the lesson plan for today, and it can be all right there, right on your pad, and it looks at the three things that you're supposed to do today while you're home from snow, with snow.
Well, then so you don't have to worry about making up days and things like that. That's going to be the next. You're in a very, very interesting time right here. We know about the tablets, or the notebooks or whatever you have there, and that's the next step is getting everybody connected. And once everybody's connected, there you have it. Now,
Mike, I know a lot of people have concerns that we're making our kids focus too much on tablets and screens and electronics. But one question that was asked of the superintendent on Tuesday was, so are we kind of cutting edge now with all of this technology? And we learned that, no, we're not. We're still in the mode of catching up with what a whole lot of other schools are doing.
Yeah, and we're in a pretty saturated education community people that think they are on the cutting edge of education. And that's an interesting point you've brought up.
Technologically, we still have a little ways to go, and we're trying to get there because, as we know, it doesn't matter if you go to get your car repaired or you go into a restaurant. People are using tablets now, and they're doing everything electronically. So, like it or not, that's what's out there.
You might as well embrace it because it's not going to stop.
Right.
You're not going to look back in a year and say, well, thank God those computers finally went out of fashion. Ooh, that was close.
Exactly.
I almost had to learn how to log in. Almost had to learn how to use the iPad. But Canvas, how expensive is it, Sue? How do we get the money in the budget? Is it in the budget, or do we put it in the budget?
That's something we're going to talk about at our meeting on March 24th.
Thank you. Yep, 24th. That's exactly right.
It looks like right now it'll be a cost of $7 per student. Now, I don't know if that's going to be assessed with textbook fees. I don't know if that's something that we already have in the budget that we can spend. I really don't know.
Well, good. That's an early stage, and that's why you guys get together and talk about all this stuff. So,
right.
And to figure it out. Well, what did we learn? You said you had did you have a meeting this week?
We have a meeting the week after spring break, whatever that Tuesday is after spring break. And I do want to mention that yesterday, the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools awarded almost $85,000 in grants to classrooms and to teachers and to schools.
Great. Is that an annual awards presentation, or is that something?
It sure is.
Okay.
It's something that they do every year. There's always there's a reception, and so we get to see teachers and students on what they used their grants on from the current year, and then we get to see who's receiving the new grants for the upcoming year. So it's always really pretty exciting. A lot of the grants are because of the fundraisers that the foundation does and other donations. And then this year, they also were able to go out and write some grants to other organizations, including the Bloomington Urban Enterprise Association, to get some more funds in for some of our higher-priced projects. So we got to recognize a whole lot of teachers who were receiving money to use in their classrooms.
Our guest this morning is Sue Wanzer. She serves on the MCCSC School Board. He's usually with us on Thursdays, but he's on assignment, and he'll be back next week. Now, next week is spring break in the MCCSE. Everybody mm-hmm. knows about that. So as we turn and come for home, what else do we need to be paying attention to? We've talked about the snow days, getting those made up, obviously this new learning system. What else am I forgetting?
I think you've covered it all, but I'm glad that Julie brought up the whole issue of the calendar so that we could talk about the fact that going forward in the next few months, that we will have people talking about the calendar and certainly.
How do people participate in that,
Sue,
if they're listening? Like if Julie wants to get involved on that and start writing.
A really good way for parents to get involved is to talk to their children's principal and say that they'd like to get involved, or people can let school board members know or the superintendent know. And then as we move forward, we're going to be trying real hard to pull in some community opinion and especially opinion of families and our teachers going forward so that we obviously we can't accommodate everybody because, you know, we have, you know, 50,000 different opinions in this community, but we will try our best to solicit some feedback and input from people to see what's important to them in terms of the calendar and in terms of vacations and breaks and everything else like that.
And speaking of vacation, are you with us next Thursday? I've been grilling everyone this week.
I am with you next Thursday.
Good. All right. Well, we'll
here.
Always find something to talk about. There's always something going
sure.
on. Heck, we haven't even got to the state legislature yet. You want to save that for next week?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's save that for next week because we still have bills pending and we still have controversies and we still have questions unanswered.
Well, that sounds just about normal. So, and we think a week's going to fix all this.
No, we don't. Maybe
an answer or two.
Maybe we'll see how bills pass in and out of committees, and maybe I'll just be more confused by next week.
Well, please help share your confusement with us.
Okay. That's right. Updates. Just updates.
Yes. Okie dokie.
Sue, great job. We appreciate the time as always.